Rosh Hashanah chapter 1, Mishnah 3. This Mishnah needs an introduction. In the times of the Temple and even post-Temple until about the 4th century, the way the Jewish months were determined was not by a fixed calendar as we have them today. The Jewish calendar, the Jews follow the lunar cycle. And they were always determined by two witnesses who would, when they would see the sliver of the new moon, they would come to Jerusalem and testify that they saw the new moon, and then they would establish the beginning of the new month. Because on the lunar calendar, a month can have 29 days or 30 days. So depending on when the witnesses came, that's how we would determine if it was a 29-day month or a 30-day month. And so what they would do is they would send out messengers to all of the cities in Jerusalem of Israel and even beyond to inform them when the beginning of the month was established, because this affects when to celebrate the holidays. If a holiday is celebrated, as many are, on the 15th day of the month, you need to know when the first day of the month is. So this Mishnah teaches us, Mishnah 3, Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchin Yotzin. On 6 months, six of the 12 months of the year, they would send out messengers to inform the people when Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the Jewish month, was established, because it was relevant for the upcoming holidays. The first month that they would send out messengers for was Al Nisan, for the month of Nisan, Mipnei HaPesach, because of the holiday of Passover, of Pesach, which is on the 15th of that month. Al Av, they would send out messengers for the month of Av, which is in the summer, Mipnei HaTainis, for the fast, because we know that there is a fast on the 9th day of the month of Av, when we fast for the destruction of both temples, which occurred on that very same day. And so they would send out messengers so people would know when the 9th day of the month is, based on knowing when Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, was established. Al Elul, for the month of Elul, when they established the first day of the month of Elul, that is the month before Rosh Hashanah, they would send out messengers, Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month after Elul, the first day of the month of Tishrei. So what they would do is they would always assume that the month of Elul was a 29-day month, and therefore, when they would find out when the first day of the month of Elul was, they would know that they would count 29 days, and the 30th day would be the first day of the following month, and it would be the Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei, they would send out messengers as well for when witnesses came to establish the month of Tishrei, which is the day of Rosh Hashanah, Mipnei Takanas Hamodos, in order to know when to establish all of the holidays that are found in Tishrei. Even though normally, typically, Rosh Hashanah was, the month of Elul was a 29-day month, and Rosh Hashanah was then established on the following day as the first day of the month of Tishrei, on a rare occasion, witnesses would come and inform us that Rosh Hashanah really, that the month of Elul was 30 days, and that Rosh Hashanah was the following day. That's why we observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that we are observing the day of Rosh Hashanah on the appropriate day. And so they would have witnesses, they would also have, messengers go out to let people know when the first day of Tishrei was established, so that they can know when Yom Kippur should be, which is on the 10th day of the month of Tishrei, and when Sukkot should be, which is on the 15th day of the month of Tishrei. And then they would send out messengers al Kislev, for the month of Kislev, Mipnei Chanukah, to know when to celebrate Chanukah. Chanukah begins on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. So they would send out messengers saying, hey, the first day of the month of Kislev was on this day, and so they can calculate when the 25th day is. Val Adar, and for the month of Adar, Mipnei HaPurim, for the holiday of Purim, which is always celebrated on the 14th day of Adar. Ukishahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and when the temple was standing, Yotzin Af Al Iyar Mipnei Pesach Katan. They would also send out messengers for the month of Iyar, for what we call Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach. There is a day on the 14th day of the month of Iyar, exactly 1 month after Pesach, which is a day which we refer to as Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, or our Mishnah refers to as Pesach Katan, Katan, the small Pesach, and that was a holiday for those who were spiritually impure and were not able to bring the Paschal Lamb on the first Pesach. They were able to make it up a month later. And so for those who needed to make it up, they would send out messengers letting them know when the first day of the month of Iyar was, so that they can know when to calculate the 14th day of the month of Iyar for the Pesach Sheni.